Coach, is James Madison Dukes, Lou Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Good morning. Sorry about all the confusion, Rob.
Yeah, that's all right. My apology on my end as well, and hope we don't lose you on the way over the mountain. Certainly a busy week for your team, traveling a couple of losses to Hofstra and Delaware, but then you bounced back with a win at Elon last night. Just talk about the three games last week.
Well, you know, with all the stuff we were going through and have been going through all year, we hadn't had a game like Hofstra. And credit to them, they came out and took us out of everything. We couldn't find the energy, couldn't step on the gas. They never let up. So that, again, that's a game you kind of worry about as a coach. But bouncing back from that, we really competed at Delaware and had a lead late, like, you know, typical Delaware game. And they made a bunch of plays down the stretch. We didn't. And so just kind of relaxed going to Elon, took the guys to see the Black Panther, and just tried to get back to doing some team stuff, and was glad to be able to pull out a win last night down at Elon.
How much momentum do you feel like that game last night gives your team?
Oh, man, I don't know. With this team, man, it seems like, you know, no matter what, we're going to be fighting down the stretch. So, you know, I think it was another game that was a learning lesson. It's, you know, it's good for these young guys to win on the road. And, you know, I think, again, everything we do is I just look at it as adversity and something that they're going to have game valuable experience from. Nope, we don't have a lot of guys who played in the CAA tournament at all. So, you know, I don't know how much momentum you can build. It's all going to be new to them and just another learning experience.
Got a couple media questions in queue. Ella, if you can open up the line of Josh Wallfish, please.
Josh Wallfish, line is open.
Good morning, Lou. How you doing?
I'm okay. Not too bad. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I want to start in your front court, because one of the things that stood out to me about last night's game was sort of the rotation you got into, partly because of foul trouble with JaVale, Zach, and Dwight, and kind of almost giving the three of them fairly equal share of the minutes. Is that what you're hoping for? You know, particularly when the fact that you guys are hoping to play four games in 4 days, kind of being able to spread the minutes between those three?
Yes, definitely. And I think, you know, Dwight and Zach and Greg have all been coming on. You know, we relied heavily on JaVale just because he's more experienced. But Dwight and Zach play so angry. They play so hard. They're, you know, young guys. They're my guys. And they've really been buying in and trying to learn the concepts. And I think, you know, it's been a lot of patience for me, a lot of patience for my staff, probably a lot of patience for JMU. But I think they're starting to show, you know, some of what they can do. And I honestly believe it's just a tip of the iceberg.
I know your feelings on Dwight. I know kind of what you like to say on Dwight. But has there been a difference with him in practice the past week or two? Because it seemed like he kind of hit maybe a freshman wall a little bit in the middle of conferences. And the past two games, for him to kind of come out and give you the minutes, give you the points and rebounds that he has. Has there been a difference in practice with him the last couple of weeks?
No. I honestly think, like I said before, it's just a learning experience. When he had that game, I can't remember who it was against at home, where he had like 9 points and 8 rebounds in the first half. I just feel like some different things started coming to him. He was on a college campus. He's a freshman. You know, there's study hall. There's you know, I just felt like there was a lot coming at him. And you know, he started getting interviewed. And that stuff he has to learn how to get through. You know, and so I think he's made it through that, like you say, that freshman wall. He's had some experience, and now we know, you know, he's had some success, and learning how to deal with that success and keep coming back and not kind of let your guard down. But that's something all these young guys have to go through. I remember something I had to go through. So I think it's just a natural progression, natural learning curve.
And then I'll end this with Stucky. Obviously, Stucky was having trouble buying a shot the past couple weeks since you guys got back from the illness. How important was it for you guys for him to kind of rediscover some of that confidence and see the ball go through the hoop last night?
Super important. Obviously, we rely heavily on him to score, but the thing is, there's so many great two guards in this league, so we've been asking him a lot to defend and defend really, really good players. He's got another one to defend on Saturday. And I think we overlook what that takes out of him, is that, you know, he, you know, and it's against maybe something that he hasn't been accustomed to really being asked, is to be a lockdown type defender, really go out and defend, not try to outscore guys. And so I think there's some wear and tear on it. So I just talked to him a lot about understanding the type of coach I am, that I believe in him. And, you know, he's a scorer, and I was a scorer. Oh, you know, shoot, scorer's got to score. You got to figure it out. You got to keep looking at the rim and keep trying to get it in the hole.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Cliff.
Thank you.
Ella, can you open up the line of Martin Arducci, please?
The line of Martin Arducci is now open.
Hey, Coach Rowe, thanks for coming online with us. You guys have had two games that couldn't be any closer with Drexel. Can you kind of give me what you think of the Dragons? What impresses you most about them?
Well, honestly, it's their toughness. And I heard the question you asked, Coach Spiker this morning about the difference in their team. And, you know, from last year, I know he didn't want to go into it, but, I see the job he's doing. I see the guys they brought in. And there's a lot of toughness. They're very, very competitive. Obviously, they got Williams at the rim. It changes a lot. But they got some guys that are, you know, they're in the situation. They're saying, we're going to go get this win. And so I just think they're a much tougher team. Obviously, they're more explosive with Isabel. But Harper's a really, really good defender. Never quit. That's a tough dude. And I just think you got to give him credit for the toughness.
What about Isabel? Has he surprised you coming in the league with what he's done this year?
I transferred from Florida to JMU, and Florida's in the SEC, and I didn't have great numbers in Florida. This was in 1992, and I had a pretty good career here in this league. He transferred from Missouri, so I knew he was a really, really, really good player. He had better numbers than I had in Missouri. No, he's a good player. He needed, you know, this is his opportunity. I think he's taking the challenge and taking it on. And he's understanding, like, you know, I'm on a team and I'm getting to play. I'm getting to play my way and I'm getting to show my talent. And he's taking the right.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Lou, you talked about what a young team that you're bringing to North Charleston Coliseum. What have you tried to talk to them about heading into this conference tournament?
I really don't change much. Because they're so young, I'm scared to deviate from what we do and make one thing bigger than the other right now for them. You know, when we had the medical scare, I acted like it was no big deal. We got to play 3 games in 5 days. I act like it's no big deal. So I'm just trying to keep them even keel. And they're guys that want to go out and compete. And, you know, you just tell them, you know, you got a game to play on Saturday. Let's go play as hard as we can, as long as we can, and stay together.
Before I let you go, one or two keys do you feel like are important for your team to be able to make a run in this tournament?
Well, obviously some shots have to go in. It's a different gym. And, you know, usually in tournaments, you know, the percentages on shots go down. So, obviously, you want to be a team that gets hot offensively at the right time. But I'm a defensive guy. And I feel like, you know, if we can win the battle on the boards and stay really solid in our defense, and grind games out, I don't think you count on games being pretty in the tournament. And that's so, you know, so maybe there is some benefit that playing some close games. But I feel like if we don't turn it over and we can control the glass, we got a chance.
All right, Lou, thanks for taking time with us today, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, take care.